Hello.
Hi, this is Jim with Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their state and individual communities. First, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
1986.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's.
Thank you. Are you of a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, Asian.
Thank you. And what is, sorry, just a moment. What is your race?
My race?
Asian, you say. I'm sorry. Just a moment.
Asian.
Thank you. Now, we'd like to rate you, how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm, like neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. The first one is Republicans in Congress. On a scale from 0 to 10, how would you rate them?
10 Kakora.
10, okay. And Kamala Harris?
0.
And Katie Hobbs?
I'm not sure about that, so I don't know who that is. 0.
And Democrats in Congress?
Have 0.
And Donald Trump?
Oh, 10.
Okay, thank you. Now, when thinking about who you vote for in November 2024 in elections, how important was it to you to the candidate to prioritize protecting abortion access? Very important, somewhat important, neutral, or not very important?
Neutral.
And promoted traditional family values. Very important.
Very important.
Prioritize making housing more affordable.
I'm neutral, like a 5.
And prioritize bringing down prices to make cost of living more affordable.
I'm like a 5.
Okay. Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2024 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? The list is Donald Trump.
I voted for Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. And for whom did you vote in 2024 general elections for Senate?
I don't remember.
Ruben Gallego, Katie Lake, or someone else?
I think it was someone else. I don't remember the two names.
Okay. As you might recall, Arizona had a ballot measure in 2024 that will enshrine the constitutional right to abortion access. In that election, did you vote yes or no on Prop 139, the ballot measure, to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or did you not vote?
I voted yes for that.
And what values were behind your decision to vote yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Please choose one or two values that describe the values behind your decision. Faith in God, caring about your community, making decisions about your own body, responsibility to younger and future generations, responsibility to women, equality, freedom from government interference, privacy, traditional family values, control over your own life, safety, or protecting the lives of unborn children.
Well, it's I guess one of them is woman. You know, woman having the freedom to choose whatever they want to do with their body. Because, you know, we don't know how they conceive that child or that fetus or whatever. So I think mainly because of that.
Yes, thank you. And thinking back to the ballot measure on abortion rights, how important was the outcome of the abortion ballot measure elections to you personally on a scale from 0 to 10?
I'm like a 5.
Thank you.
How much?
Thinking back, it's about like 15-minute survey, but we're in the 38% right now.
Okay,
and
yeah,
thank
I'm
you
sorry.
For your time.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You won't be able to help us?
No,
or
not
if
now.
Any,
I mean, you can call back tomorrow.
Or if anybody else in your house would like to help us, your opinion is very important to the success of this survey.
Yeah, the problem is we're all outside. We're not home, so we're all busy doing something
right
now. Yeah, I'm sorry. We have to drop now.
Okay, thanks for your time. Have a good night.
Bye.
Thank you.